And the great powerful intercession of the Blessed Mother, how almsgiving can be such a relief to the souls in purgatory, and just how long time in purgatory can be. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The following sources in the next few videos are of Polish origin on a book that I will link down below, and I will show you here. Unbelievable stories. Listen to this. An esteemed writer, Walenty Wielogłoski, recounts Peter Gamret, the Bishop of Krakow, had a similar life and penance to Saint Mary Magdalene. In his youth, while still a layman, he led a dissolute life, having a compassion and leader in his misdeeds named Kuros, also known as Kurzawski. However, touched by the grace of the Holy Spirit, he abandoned his former life and became a priest. He eventually reached the position of the Bishop of Krakow. He was merciful to the poor, feeding 100 of them every day with his own bread. And he always had two wagons loaded with fur coats and other garments following him. So when he encountered someone destitute or shivering from the cold on the road, he not only clothed them, but also gave them gifts. Once on the eve of a certain feast day, he was preparing to go to church for Vespers. While sitting alone in his room, he waited for the signal that the time had come. In the meantime, the figure of a person familiar to him appeared before him, namely Kuros, who had died long ago. At first he became afraid, but after regaining his composure, he asked Kuros where he came from. He replied, "I'm alive and living a far happier life than you are." Gamret responded, "Can it be that you, who led such a debauched life, are saved, which I know very well?" Kuros then replied, "When I was young and in foreign lands, I was in the company of someone who blasphemed and insulted the Blessed Mother. Filled with zeal for her honor, I stood up and bravely defended her. In my subsequent life, I never thought about this matter until the time when my soul was to depart from my body. When I rightly feared the judgment of God, the Most Holy Virgin appeared before me with a retinue of angels, and casting a merciful gaze upon me, said, 'Shall my soldier, the defender of my honor, perish?' The Most Holy Virgin then interceded for me with her Son, and when this happened, I felt sincere contrition and disgust for my past vices. I no longer pleaded with my lips, but with my heart for God's mercy, and He accepted my repentance. When I died in that state, He did not condemn my soul, but counted it among His chosen ones. Now He has sent me to you to warn you about the approaching end of your life. Know that in 6 months you will surely depart from this world. So you still have time for penance and reconciling with God." After saying this, Kuros disappeared from Gamret's sight, and Gamret, shedding tears, began to sincerely contemplate reforming his life and practicing penance. He did not admit to anyone to his presence that day, and after a while confided in his trusting friend about what had happened to him. He devoted himself entirely to penance, and 6 months later, as prophesied, he passed away from this world. So, despite what others and the Protestants may say, we must at all costs love the Blessed Mother and defend her, and know that she will reward us immensely for this love. This next story reminds us of the power of almsgiving for the souls in purgatory. Not everyone can give great alms, but with goodwill and a small offering, we can support the suffering souls to secure God's blessing. The Gospel widow offered 2 small coins, which is 1 penny in the temple treasury, and Jesus praised her for giving what she could. This example was followed by a poor Neapolitan woman who could barely feed her small children. Her husband, a poor and devout worker, brought home meager wages from his hard work every evening. Unfortunately, one day, this poor father was arrested and imprisoned for debts, and the entire burden of supporting the family fell on the unfortunate mother, who had no other means of living except her own work and trust in God's mercy. Day and night, she fervently prayed to God for deliverance from this misfortune, especially for the release of her husband, who was languishing in prison not for any wrongdoing. The poor woman had no hope of paying off those debts. She was told about a wealthy citizen who used his wealth to support the unfortunate. Immediately, the poor woman tried to write a request expressing her poverty and asking for the mercy of the kind gentleman. But unfortunately, she received only a small alms, a tiny sum. What should she do, and who should she turn to? Saddened and deeply distressed, she went to the church and threw herself at the feet of the Savior, hidden in the Most Holy Sacrament, begging for a miracle of mercy for her unfortunate family, because hope in people was in vain. Suddenly, as if struck by lightning, a thought came to her, perhaps from her guardian angel, to seek the intercession of the souls in purgatory. She had heard from someone about their sufferings and their gratitude to those who supported them. Comforting by this inspiration, she immediately went to the sacristy, offered her little money, and asked for a holy mass to be celebrated for the souls in purgatory. A compassionate priest who happened to be there began the holy sacrifice, with her joining her fervent prayers, lying prostrate on the ground. Filled with great strength and spiritual comfort from this prayer, as if she was certain that God had heard her, she returned home through the bustling streets of the city. A serious old man approached her and asked, "Why do you look so sad?" She answered with gestures about her distress. The stranger listened to her with sympathy, encouraged her to trust in God, and as he walked away, handed her a letter, asking her to deliver it to the designated person. The poor woman went straight to the indicated place, and finding a young man, the master of the house, she fulfilled the task. Opening the paper, the young man, deeply moved and surprised, recognized the handwriting of this deceased father. Recognized the handwriting of his deceased father who had passed away many years ago. The letter said, "Son, your father has been delivered from purgatory today through this poor woman who will give you this letter. A holy mass was offered for the holy souls in purgatory from her offering this morning, and in his mercy the Lord accepted it for the completion of my purification. Therefore, we owe her the greatest gratitude. This honorable woman is in dire need, and I commend her to your care." Needless to say, the son of the father delivered from purgatory generously provided for that poor woman, ensuring that she would never experience scarcity again. This is another example that the mercy shown to the souls in purgatory brings upon us the miracles of God's mercy. So we must go and do likewise. In this next purgatory story, you will learn that whenever we are inspired to pray for the souls in purgatory, we must never delay. A certain monk was on his deathbed, and he requested the abbot, like all others leaving this world, to provide him with the holy sacraments and grant him absolution. However, during that time, the abbot urgently had to leave the monastery, not suspecting that the monk would indeed pass away soon. So he decided to attend the matter upon his return. Fate played its role, and in the abbot's absence, the dying monk departed from this world. When the abbot returned, the deceased body had not yet been buried. With sadness, the abbot thought that he had failed to fulfill the dying monk's request, thus exposing him to suffering after crossing the threshold of life. However, it happened that the monk had only minor sins and did not deserve eternal damnation, so he could not be cast into the fiery hell. By a special permission from God, the deceased was allowed to appear to the sorrowful abbot, and upon seeing him, the departed one began to demand the promised absolution and the assignment of appropriate penance. Unaware of what penance to impose on the departed, the abbot said, "As a reparation for your sins, you shall remain in purgatory until your body is buried." Upon hearing this, the deceased cried out so cruelly and desperately that his voice resounded throughout the entire abbey. "Oh, you merciless man, you have sentenced me to such a prolonged torment. You command me to endure for so long in the fire, where time passes altogether differently than in earthly life. And a minute equals centuries." Having uttered these words, he vanished. Now, of the different things that we must be reminded of, this is, I think, a top priority. That one moment and 1 second in purgatory can be and feel like centuries. Therefore, we must respond to these inner inspirations, to these inner draws of grace that are saying, "Pray for me, pray for them." We must not waste one moment and offer our prayers, offer our sacrifices, preferably through the hands of the Blessed Mother, who can always intercede for them. My friends, I hope these purgatory stories continue to inspire you. Please support this channel, and I will see you in the next one.